This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can a woman travel unaccompanied without a mahram? Can she travel in a group that has guaranteed her safety? Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. It's an important question, I think, that comes up to a lot of, alhamdulillah, religious conservative Muslims. Whether our sisters, our mothers, our wives can travel unaccompanied, especially with some of the difficulties that are experienced around the world today. There's a lot of evidence from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ that he saw and foresaw that a woman, for example, in the hadith of Imam Muslim, would travel from Yemen all the way up towards the Mecca to make tawaf, and that nobody would molest her as she traveled on her own. And it's almost as if the Prophet ﷺ saw that time would come. It's not a recommendation from him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's not something that we build a hukm from. But I want to show you that it wasn't something that was seen as a concept that was so offensive. It was something that it was very strange for their time. People used to travel by camelback. There were a lot of brigands who would be on the way, who would take your property, and slavery was very much a practice of the time, where someone would lay hands on you and enslave you. So there were a lot of different concerns that are different to where we find ourselves today. I kind of tend with the ulama today, who have a legitimate point of view that if there is a guarantee of safety, if you're traveling in good company, and if you are taken from one place to the next and you're escorted and there's a relative assurance that you will get from one place to the other, from the gate of one airplane to the gate of another plane, and you're met by your family there, that's something that should be acceptable, inshallah. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.